Hare Krishna. So till now, very nicely, Krishna described various material aspects about winning the kingdom, winning the heavenly planets, and so on and so forth. And after that he switched and he pulled the level of discussion. And now he started discussing Bhakti Yoga or Buddhi Yoga. And we saw a few verses about that. We discussed about the ones who are very intelligent. Who are the ones who are intelligent? Who are focused, who have just one aim, one goal, vyavasayatmika buddhihi. And then we discussed about the people who are not very intelligent, who are allured by the flowery language of the Vedas and who are just interested in sense gratification. Now Krishna is discussing more and describing more about such people. Let's see that now in shloka number 44. Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayaparata chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhau na vidhiyate. So here Krishna is saying samadhau. In the minds of those people, bhogaishvarya prasaktanam, the ones who are too attached to bhoga and aishvarya. Bhoga means sense enjoyment and Aishwarya means material opulence. Once we are too attached to these things, what happens? Taya aparita chetasam. They are always bewildered by such things. And vyavasayatmika buddhihi na vidhiyate. So vyavasayatmika buddhihi, we have seen these words again and again in the previous shlokas. So it says that the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord is na vidhiyate, does not take place. Let's discuss this. A very important shloka and lots of takeaway from this. First thing is, here samadhau, it is talking about in the minds. And we can also understand by the word samadhi. So this is a very frequently used word in India, samadhi. So what do you mean by samadhi? Samadhi means fixed mind or focused mind. So this is a question which people ask, frequently asked question. How to focus the mind? How to have a focused mind and a stable mind? We'll try to answer that in this particular shloka. But before that, let's try to understand who will not have focused mind? Who cannot attain samadhi? Who can never attain this fixed or focused mind? Let's understand that first. And the shloka says, the ones who are too attached to bhoga and aishwarya, that is sense enjoyment and material opulence, they cannot attain. They cannot attain that state of stability, that state of focused or fixed mind. Let's understand why. So this mind space which is there, most of the time, these people who are struggling hard for bhoga, sense enjoyment, and for aishwarya, material opulence, is always filled, they are always thinking and thinking and thinking about how can I get better bhoga, how can I get better aishwarya, and all the time they are thinking this particular point and they never get any time for spiritual practices, and in fact they waste their entire life with such bewildered state. Why are we saying waste their life? Let's understand one analogy. Then it will be very easy to understand this. Say one student has got an admission in a very, very prestigious university. And after getting admission, what is he doing? In the entire campus is searching, which is the best place to eat. He's going around, oh, this canteen is best. Oh, that canteen is better. That canteen is better. And going around and searching for different restaurants and canteens and mess. And throughout his semester, he is doing the same thing. Now tell me, what was the purpose? Why did he take admission? He took admission for something higher, for studies, for getting a degree. But then he got deviated completely and doing something very, very low level. He could have done that outside also, outside the university. Similar thing is with all of us. We have got this rare human form. And when this rare human form is just utilized for lower aspects of life, that is, bhoga, sense enjoyment, and material opulence, it's almost like spending the life in the university just eating and enjoying here and there without studying. A rare opportunity. So this rare opportunity of human form should be utilized to attain that ultimate perfection that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. When this is not done, what happens? When the person is not aiming towards this, marching towards this, what happens? The person will always remain on the lower state. The mind will be completely absorbed in the lower things. And the person can never ever get that fixed mind or focused mind. Then what is the solution for this? How can we get that fixed mind? How can we attain that samadhi, the state of samadhi that is given here? You know, Prabhupada says that when the mind is fixed for understanding the self, it is said to be in samadhi. So what are we supposed to do to attain that state? How to have the fixed mind or focused mind? By endeavoring to understand the self. Or to put it in simpler terms, endeavor on the path of spirituality to understand the higher aspects of life and marching towards the goal of life, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. So when we start practicing spirituality and when we start understanding the higher aspects of life like soul, super soul and the relationship between the soul and super soul, and when we start acting on that platform, automatically the mind becomes focused. But then when we pull our mind, the consciousness down on the lower things, that is bhoga and aishwarya, such a person, taya aparata chetasam, always will be bewildered and vyavasaya atmika buddhihi na vidhiyate. Such a person will never get resolute determination in practicing spirituality, and always he will remain bewildered and always keep complaining that my mind is not focused, my mind is not controlled. So in this way, Krishna is giving a great insight for all of us, so that if we are there in such lower platform, we can pull ourselves up by practicing spirituality. And the best way to practice spirituality in the age of Kali is by doing mantra meditation. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, focusing on each and every word in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What happens? The person's consciousness will start elevating to a different platform and he will jump from a lower consciousness to a higher consciousness. And his mind will become focused and fixed. That is samadhi. Now Krishna is going to speak more on the topic of how can one overcome this lower state, this lower consciousness. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.